With the ouster of Jill Takkula as Ways and Means Chair, Senator Donovan de la Cruz has arguably become Hawaii's most powerful senator. But will a man known for his ties to big business, backroom deal-making, and ethics concerns be the right person for the job? Civil Beat reporter Nathan Eagle has a reality check. Hi there.
Hi, how's it going?
Not bad. We'll see what happens in a very changed situation, I'm sure, as now that Donovan de la Cruz has taken over as Ways and Means Chair. How did he help to orchestrate all of this?
Well, an opportunity was created near the end of the legislative session earlier this month, late April, when Takkula, as you mentioned before, and her counterpart in the House, Sylvia Luke, kind of came to a stalemate on a bill to fund the Honolulu Rail Project. That created an opportunity, and a resolution was circulated by Senator Kai Kahele to replace Takkula with de la Cruz right as the session came to a close.
And was that done with the knowledge of Senate President Cauchy?
It was indeed, and with his blessing.
So with all of that in play, how, in fact, has this been a transition between Jill Takkula and Donovan de la Cruz in taking over a very important committee chair?
Well, from what I'm told, the transition itself, even just the logistics, changing staff and stuff, has been really rocky so far. He just took over officially last week. Her staff left. His is coming in. So it's kind of getting up and running at this point. But a lot of it remains to be seen since it's in the interim right now. So he'll have an early kind of small kind test coming up later today, even when the Council on Revenue meets. That they could upgrade their financial forecasts for general funds. They could lower it. Either way, that's going to be millions of dollars more or millions of dollars less, and he's going to be in the position to decide what to do about that.
That's a task-oriented thing that's going to be happening later today, but in terms of building out of not only staff and creating some sense of continuity where there might not be any, but also in being able to build out some sort of coalition with other senators, is that going to be possible for Donovan de la Cruz?
Well, de la Cruz is one of the leaders based on what other colleagues have said, of the Opihi faction. So with that group, which includes Senators Michelle Gadani and others, there's about 10, I think, at present. He's already got that base. That's pretty good. Now he's going to be looking to try to recruit maybe some of Takkula's faction, which is just a few people. It's going to be tricky. Obviously, they're very upset. And then looking to others that have been on the outs lately. So he's going to be looking everywhere he can to try to get those 13 votes, basically, is what you need in the 25-member Senate to make anything happen.
That's the big question. And I think that's the question that you're asking in the piece from today, is that is he the right man for the job, given all of the baggage that he brings with him, along with considerable talent?
Exactly. It's an important question. He's got a lot of supporters, people in his district who love that he's able to bring home so many millions of dollars for different projects. They like how he thinks outside of the box, very creative, very driven, very tough, too, on departments. But then you've got some detractors who are very concerned about, hey, we're not seeing things done as openly as we think is possible, and some of those kind of concerns.
And why do they have those concerns about Sunshine, for example?
Well, it stems all the way back from when he was council chair, the youngest council chair, I think, at age 30 that the city council here has ever had. It was, for instance, serial one-on-one communications was one of the things he was dinged for by the Office of Information Practices. That was involving council reorganization at the time and the practice of going from one council member to the next to the next to the next to kind of come up with that decision behind closed doors instead of bringing it up during a council meeting and just having that discussion publicly.
Well, that was a little while ago. We'll see what happens now that he's Ways and Means Chair and what this means for our future. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Every day we bring you a reality check from civilbeat.org, today featuring reporter Nathan Eagle. ¶¶